This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. When the 2020 census rolls around, there are fears the current political climate will drive those numbers down, particularly among the immigrant community and marginalized portions of the citizenry. Between now and Census Day on April 1st, WEMU is going to examine the array of issues so you're best informed when you have to make the decision whether to stand and be counted. Having said that, welcome to the first in a series we're calling, appropriately enough, Census 2020. This series is being produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development, and joining us for the first edition of Census 2020 is the director of that office, Teresa Gelati. Thank you so much for the partnership, and thank you for the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start off this ongoing conversation on the census and issues related to census. We wanted to provide an overview. I think you referred to it, Teresa, as Census 101, right?
Yes, that, and the federal government does as well. There's just some basic information about what it is. It's 10 questions that everyone in the United States will get to answer coming up next year in March and the beginning of April. April 1st is the day that's considered Census Day.
The census, most people know, is taken every 10 years. Why is it so important to Washtenaw County and the state of Michigan?
Great question. There's lots of different ways the census data is used. Probably first and foremost, it's used for representation. So as we're counting the total population of the country, of the state, of local communities, we're getting a sense of how many people live here and how many congressional districts you would have in the state of Michigan.
We've lost a few over the last couple of censuses. Maybe another one this time.
It's true. And so there could be another one at risk if we do not count our entire population. It impacts funding. So for every person that's counted, it's about $1,800 that comes back to the community, whether it's for roads, if it's for schools, it's for food programs, a variety of services that come back to the community. And it's also used for making decisions, whether it's looking at planning, whether it's looking for futures, where businesses locate their grocery stores or where they choose to put their businesses. It all depends on where the population is and the population they're trying to serve.
And you're touching on it right now. I wanted to ask you, what role does the census play and how you will go about doing your job in the Office of Community and Economic Development in Washtenaw County?
Right. We look at census data a lot. A lot of our programs are serving low and moderate income populations, so we want to know where they live. We want to know about them. We want to know like what the racial makeup is, the gender makeup, how we can best serve them. We start a lot with that census data to get a sense of where people are that have needs that we can address. And then we often want to go to those communities and hear from them as well about those needs.
In your function as director of that office, what are you specifically looking for in the upcoming census that might be able to help you improve the community?
Yeah, we want to see how Washtenaw County is changing and growing. We want to see if any of the programs are helping communities. Is poverty going up? Is it going down? Are we seeing growth in Latino or immigrant communities? Are we seeing any changes in makeup of communities? Where's the growth? Where isn't the growth? And then we'll sort of be looking at that all together and see how we can best assist and help Washtenaw be a great place for everyone.
We continue our conversation with Teresa Gelati on the first in a series of reports called Census 2020 on 89.1 WEMU. Again, Census Day is April 1st of next year, and each month we're going to explore a variety of aspects of the importance of the census and the barriers to getting as close to full participation as possible. Right now, back to Census 101. Is every individual or every household asked to participate?
It is by household. Great question. So you'll be responsible for talking about who you live with, whether they're family, friends, people who are tenants, whatever the makeup is, your household. It doesn't matter what your makeup is. It just wants to know how many people are there and a little bit about them.
And this year it's going to be almost entirely done online.
Yes, it's a huge change. It's exciting in some ways that you could even take it on your phone if you wanted to. If you have a data plan, you could take it at a computer library or library computer. And in some cases, there will be some forms still mailed, but more in rural areas and harder reach communities.
Is there still going to be census workers doing the traditional door-to-door surveys?
Absolutely. So the census online portal, for lack of a better term, will open up in March, probably near the end of March. And that's when we're going to ask everyone to be taking the census online or by phone. And then after April 1st, Census Day 2020, there will be some outreach for folks that didn't complete the census or maybe need assistance completing the census, and there will be some door-to-door follow-up. It will not be as extensive as in past years.
We also have a large population of transient Washtenaw County people, and that includes the student population. We have a homeless population, and it's very important to count all of those and count them appropriately. What is the plan locally to kind of get that underway?
the census has a couple different ways they handle that. For universities and places where people live for more than 30 days, it's called group quarters. And there's a separate count that's done with those institutions, like a hospital, extended stay hospitals or nursing homes or universities. For homelessness, there's actually a separate count that's done, and we'll be finding out more about that in future months, but we'll be counting them separately, similar to what we do locally with the point in time count, but a little bit more broadly. And that's going to happen earlier in 2020, likely in February.
And will be a point of conversation as part of this ongoing Census 2020
Absolutely.
Series. Once again, this is Census 2020 on 89.1 WEMU. It is the first in what will be a series of reports covering next year's population count. Our guest is Teresa Gelati, the director of the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development. A lot of folks want to know, and it's an honest and fair question. How safe is it to answer the questions put forth by the census and the federal government?
It's such an appropriate question. It's so important. It is safe, and there has been a lot of work done towards this. So the census has been going on for hundreds of years. And one of the things that has been first and foremost is confidentiality. And within that confidentiality, there have been requests previously. There have been federal government has asked for information, different departments about particular people where you could potentially get that information from the census. And the response has been no. Even when there's been court cases taken forward, in those cases, they've all been denied access to that information. I will say there has been one exception that is sort of a black mark in our history, which was the Japanese internment. The census data was used for that in World War II, but it has not happened since. And there are safeguards in place, and I know we'll have someone coming just to talk about confidentiality at a future time in the series.
We have people in the state of Michigan, immigrants who are being detained. That is happening at centers all across the country. What word have you heard as to whether or not some of these people will be counted or not?
I have not heard around the detention centers. I assume that depending on the amount of time they spend there, it could be through group quarters that they would be counted, but I don't know. We can find out, though. That's
something
a great question.
Explore in the future.
Absolutely.
But we do have a large immigrant population here in Washtenaw County, and there are folks who are completely mistrusting of the federal government at this point and are living in somewhat of fear. In fact, the Trump administration had tried to put an immigrant question on the ballot. The courts did not allow for that this time around.
Correct.
Nonetheless, you have folks in our population, we're feeling marginalized and question the value of the census and whether or not they can trust it. What assurances can be offered?
Right. I mean, you're getting on some of the key points. Like, just number one, if you are from a community that maybe has not been treated fairly by the government over the course of years, so what can I expect? Why would I take it? What am I going to get? And some of it is that investment. If we do not count communities, we cannot invest in those communities. So thinking about that $1,800 that comes back in a series of programs is important because it can go to specific communities. If we don't have an accurate count, low-income communities, African-American, Latinx communities, we won't be able to provide services because the dollars won't be there to do so. As for assurances, that's one of the things that we are going to be working with. We have a lot of different advisors through the census who are providing information with details about exactly what happens to the information. That's what we're going to be sharing with those communities and lots of small group conversations, because those are all absolutely fair questions, but it is confidential and it is important to be counted.
As our time together winds down today in this first edition of Census 2020, Teresa, run down very quickly the list of 10 questions that everybody is going to be asked to respond to.
I will. And actually, I want to, one quick thing is when you take it online or on the phone, it's also done in multiple languages. So just for different communities that would need assistance and different languages and translations.
I believe there's 12 different languages offered.
Absolutely online and 59 by the phone. Also, those with literacy issues would be able to take them. But the questions are, how many people live with you in the house or apartment or mobile home? Of those folks that live there, are they family or are they just living there? Do you rent or own the home? Your telephone number, name, sex, date of birth, ethnicity, and race. And there's a question about whether or not you live somewhere else also, because it's important to know where do you live the most of the
homes,
time.
Right.
Yeah, and where are you as of April 1st of 2020?
Some people will say, why do you need to know my race? Why do you need to know my ethnicity? We're all people.
We are all people, which is great. But I would say that especially the county is working on a racial equity initiative. And as we look through data And we look through sort of historic practices around racial inequality and exclusion and segregation that people have not been treated fairly. And the way that we approach it in our office is that we want to know about race and ethnicity because we know that in many cases people haven't had a fair chance. And we want to know where those populations are, how we can serve them and reach them and hear from them as well. It's also very important to have that ongoing dialogue. But I understand that there's been mistrust, but I think it's important that we understand that so we can always sort of see who needs help, how we can support them, and how we're growing and changing, and the best way we can be the best Washtenaw County.
And for those wishing to follow the work the county is doing on the census, go to washtenaw.org/census2020. And coming up in the months ahead on WEMU, we'll focus Census 2020 on privacy and confidentiality, impacts on representation, community funding, on college students and the homeless in Washtenaw County, and more. Teresa, we're off to a good start, and I look forward to continuing the conversations with a wide variety of voices over the next several months.
Thank you so much.
That is Teresa Gelati. She is director of the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development, and now our content partner for the series Census 2020. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.